Welcome to the Joe Contractor Show, a podcast created by three regular Joes. The Joe Contractor Show is a place where trade professionals, business owners, and homeowners looking for solid advice and amusement can hear stories of great success and great failure in the turbulent and unpredictable world of construction. On the Joe Contractor Show, we dig deep into the realm of remodeling and construction. We chat with construction trade professionals, business owners, and homeowners alike. We support local independent contractors and those who put their trust in the hands of these capable and hardworking business owners and tradespeople. We discuss construction and home maintenance from multiple angles, and we do it with compassion, purpose, and humor. Listen, as Lori and Sam, along with a wide variety of guests, explore topics related to construction, home ownership, small business creation, and more. A quick reminder, don't forget to send your questions to questions@joecontractorshow.com. And after you've done that, please take a moment to hit the like button, subscribe, or talk about us tomorrow morning at the local coffee shop. We appreciate feedback and critique, and it lets us know that you're out there and that you care.
All right, we're going.
Sam.
Hi, Lori.
Hi.
I waved. That doesn't come through the mic very well, does
no,
it?
No, but it works.
Too. It works.
Here.
Hello. How are you?
I'm really good. It's a busy spring, summer already.
Yeah, I know. It started so early this year. It's
right.
Funny. Yeah, well, that's good. So works good. You're busy?
We're really busy. We were outside all winter, so this weather is a little weird, but it worked for us because my carpenters were outside all winter.
Yeah, and I mean, that's kind of nice weather to be working in, actually. It never got...
Yeah.
It was very rarely super cold.
No, one of my guys, Jake, hates hot weather. He was in heaven this winter.
Yeah, I remember... Working late into the fall or early in the spring, it's kind of nice.
Yeah,
nice
it is.
Weather for it.
Yeah, I get excited about spring work.
Yeah.
Nice weather.
Well, good. Yeah, what do we have?
We have a guest.
Oh. Good. Well, we'll thank one of our kind of loose sponsors here first,
sure.
Wonder Woman Construction, your company. Thanks again for letting us do this show out of this space.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's just a quick one, but anyway.
Thanks, Sam.
Yeah, no problem. So who's our guest?
We have one of very exciting guest for me because we have a Bosch sales rep here, and his name is Kurt Johnson, and I got him from Erica from MC Sales. I think you go there, right?
Yeah. So you sell dishwashers, I assume, then, is what we're talking about?
Oh, we sell dishwashers. We sell a lot of stuff.
You're on the Joe Contractor Show to hawk dishwashers, are you?
Well, that's actually one thing, believe it or not, I hear a lot about.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
First of all, thanks for having me. Appreciate the opportunity and stuff to talk about Bosch Power Tools. We have a ton of exciting things and going on with Bosch right now, and love to share it with everybody.
Yeah, that's why we've got you here. So I'm excited to talk about it, too, because... Bosch has long been, I would say, kind of like the third or fourth down the line of the tools that you see around, and they're always nice, and they always function well, and they feel right, but everyone's got Milwaukee or Makita
or DeWalt,
Milwaukee, Makita, DeWalt, yeah, that's about
mostly.
It, right?
Mostly, yeah. There's other stuff, but those are...
Yeah,
there's one worth talking about too.
I know, and Bosch is always sitting there, and it's always like such a nice tool. So it's good to have someone in here who can explain. And I did live in Germany for a little while years ago. This is the same Bosch out of Germany that makes some of the nicest stuff in the world, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes, that is our world headquarters is in Germany.
Yeah.
North American headquarters is in Chicago.
Okay.
Oh. I just have to add before we even get going that you're the first tool rep that we've had.
Official tool rep, that's true.
We're having more, but we went with my favorite first.
Yeah, she is. Lori is an advocate for your tools, and I do mean it seriously. I'm not just saying this for fluff. I have used your tools, Bosch's tools, and I've noticed how nice these things are. but it's switching from platform that gets tough, right?
It does get difficult at times. We totally understand, you know, as far as when you kind of get in, you know, entrenched into a platform, it is tough to, you know, it's tough to sway from it.
Yep.
But at the same time, the people that do give us a chance have been pretty impressed.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe that.
It's like we are sometimes forgotten about, you know, being that, you know, being a little lower on the list. But at the same time, people, especially anybody that works, you know, within the concrete world, knows our name.
For sure.
Oh, absolutely.
For sure.
And we do a, you know, Bosch is actually probably bigger than what most people realize.
It's a big company.
As a, you know, as a global company, we have many divisions. First and foremost being automotive division.
Okay.
We've been in the automotive industry for years. As a matter of fact, our little logo that you see on everything, that's actually the cross section of Robert Bosch's first patent in 1897, and it's of the magneto that went on, you know, the ignition systems on vehicles.
Huh. Okay, and is Bosch like one of those companies that makes a lot of the parts that a lot of different companies use to assemble their cars?
The vehicles you drove in here probably would not have got here without Bosch.
Okay, huh. Yeah.
That makes sense, I guess. I didn't know.
So many things that, like I said, people don't realize. We have a fingerprint on many things. And there's also, you know, between your vehicle and one other product, there's something that has a Bosch fingerprint on it you don't even know about.
Right. Right, because it's precision engineering and really fine parts, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, smartphones, the auto-rotate feature on a smartphone, Bosch invented that chip.
Okay.
What was the first invention? What did you just say it was?
Robert Bosch's first patent was a magneto system, whatever, for, you know, the early ignition systems on the vehicles back in the day.
So did he have a business going rolling at that point?
He was an inventor, very, very visionary. As far as, you know, saw a need for different things and just created it. A lot of people don't realize he actually invented the what is now known as the rotary hammer.
Okay.
It was at that time, I believe, it was, you know, referred to as the electro-pneumatic hammer.
Oh. Huh.
But 1932. He saw a need for something and he couldn't get it wherever he wanted, and so he made one.
Yeah, and I've only ever called them a Bosch hammer, no matter who makes it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, no matter what brand we have around, it's go grab the Bosch hammer, would you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people, and there's, you know, there's varying terms on it. It actually referred to now as, you know, a lot of people refer to them as a hammer drill.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to get technical, this is actually a hammer drill.
Yeah.
Basically your typical half-inch drill, you know, with the hammer drill feature.
That's what I think of as a hammer drill.
Yep. And where the other ones that actually, you know, drilling into, you know, your larger holes in the concrete with the SDS shank system, those are basically referred to as rotary hammers.
Okay, and I think of them as like a mini sledgehammer in a certain way too, because
I call that hammer drill too.
Yep. Do you? A lot of people just refer to it as a hammer drill.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. I think of what you just pulled up in a regular, you know, half inch drill.
Mm-hmm.
Or 3/8 or whatever, but as a drill, even if it's got hammer drill mode on it, whereas the bigger ones, you can throw those SDS bits in there to turn it off of drill and put it on just hammer and take tile out and stuff. So do concrete work. Right. That's why I think of it as like a mini sledgehammer.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yep.
Refer to it as a Bosch hammer.
Yeah. That's people know where, I mean, are well most known for. Are the hammer drills?
The concrete, yeah.
And I will say, even specifically the Bulldogs. Bulldog hammer drill has been a mainstay staple for years.
Yep.
I couldn't even tell you exactly for sure how many years, but everybody knows it as a Bulldog.
Yep.
And that, like I said, you mentioned earlier, the two most common things when I do shows and, you know, when I, you know, see end users and whatnot, the two most common things I hear are, I've had a Bosch hammer drill for 15, 20 years. It's been through everything and been everywhere and it just won't die.
Yep. Yeah, that's true.
Yep. And I'm just like, I'd love to sell you another one, but I get it.
But we over-engineered them and they don't die.
The second most common thing I hear at shows in different times of, you guys make great dishwashers.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yep, we do.
On top of other things.
Bosch fridge, Bosch dishwasher.
Full appliance lines. We do HVAC products. You know, as far as heating, like air conditioning,
heat pumps. Do you guys sell heat pumps?
Yep.
Industry.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Air source heat pumps, geothermal heat pumps. You know, obviously some exchangers. I mean, that's not my area, but we do a ton of that. We do motors for a lot of different companies. Trek mountain bikes. If anybody's into those, and the electric versions, those have a Bosch motor on them.
When I lived in Germany, my girlfriend's father had been an electrician, but I think he worked at Bosch, or a Bosch manufacturing plant as an electrician. But he's the first one who introduced me to, most of their construction is concrete over there. So when you run new electrical, it's poured concrete too. So you run new electrical and you just chisel out a groove, you put your wires in there, and then I don't know exactly how they cover it up, but they have a method. But anyway, it's been a long time that I've been using those tools.
I think I just mentioned it before we started the show that one of my favorite tools that I'm starting to give out as gifts to our client is the multi-head little 12-volt battery pack and little cute little case that cute little heads. And I think that I gave one to my niece too. I'm like, every homeowner should have this. This is if you had one thing, this is what you should have.
That is what we refer to as the FlexiClick.
Yeah, the FlexiClick. There you go.
That is available in a 12 volt, and we also have an 18 volt version too for the professional.
Which I didn't know that 18 volt. I just have it in my house for little stuff.
You need one around.
But it doesn't die. I mean, it just goes, even those little 12-volt batteries go on and on and on.
They do.
And I push them more than a regular homeowner would.
If you think those are impressive, you should, try our 18-volt.
I know, I'm going to check it out. Don't tell me more. I'm just going to go shopping.
Well, that's what we want.
Well, that's kind of a nice little introduction for the regular homeowner then. But, I mean, they're not going to be buying a lot of your tools, I suppose. So really it's contractors and trades professionals who are going to want to check out your line of tools.
We have something for everybody. I mean, we have, multiple products that are, good for the professional and the homeowner and DIYer, ton of things. Especially when it comes to measuring tools, laser measuring tools.
Oh,
people,
that's true.
people don't realize it. And we actually lead the North American market in measuring tools.
I bet you do. Yeah. All of mine are Bosch. I didn't even think about that.
All mine are too. And I always carry one with me all over. And I'm like, I don't have enough of them because that's such a great tool when you're going to measure up something.
It's like a tape measure these days. Like, doesn't matter how many tape measures I buy, I can never find one.
No,
and you could have little laser laser levels all over the place.
I was just looking up, and there's some new stuff in those too. And every client I go to says, "Wow, what's that?" And I'm like, a tape measure.
Oh, like an electronic one.
Yeah, the laser buzzer. Here I have one right in. I have.
He's got all the tools with him, of course.
It is amazing, and even that could be a homeowner one too. Measuring up for paint. I want to paint the walls or the ceiling or something. How high is it? Yeah, I do it.
11 feet 9 inches.
Yeah, I've never had one, and I really should.
Yeah. It's a game changer. I'll just say that.
Yeah, I'm measuring things all the time, and I'm busting out the tape.
We actually design these. We do all of our own R&D. We do our own manufacturing, these are actually designed to increase efficiency and productivity.
Yeah. And it does. Is it the green lights on those that you can do outside now?
You can use them both. I mean, green is tougher to see, or I should say, red is tougher to see. Green is easier to see, but green is primarily aimed at interior work.
Oh, it is. Because
when you're in full sunshine outside, you're going to have a tough time seeing even a green line.
Yeah.
Right. Especially if it's at some distance. And for somebody who's colorblind like myself, it's really tough. So, but the human eye actually sees green 40% better than it does red.
I know all the tile guys are moving to green lights.
Are they?
Away from red, yeah.
I mean, back in the day when lasers first, came out, everything was red because it was more cost effective and easier to manufacture.
Yeah.
Green at that time was very costly, and it would have priced everything out so much nobody would ever bought them.
Sure.
So over time, manufacturing technology has gotten better. And green is actually much more cost effective and very similar in pricing to red now. And a person can see it easier, so it's gaining more popularity all the time.
Yeah, I just thought it was a lot more expensive, so I haven't looked into it for a while.
Not really.
Huh.
No, I mean, so it's kind of even these days, I'd say, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, our baseline, you know, laser distance measure, we got a couple. I mean, one, you know, got several that are actually deemed, you know, geared towards the homeowner. It's a 100-foot model. It's a, you know, GLM 100-23. If anybody wants to look it up, those are red. Very simple. You know, push. Those are good for 100 feet. You know, I mean, you can do basically, you can round up and down with it and power on. Pretty simple design. We've got, you know, ones that move up from there. The 165 series is good for 165 feet.
Yep.
And we actually do have a model that's good for 400 foot.
Wow.
That one is going
shopping again.
I can show you that one too. It actually has a camera on it.
Oh.
So you can, because you will never.
Is this something that you can plug into your computer now too?
Yes, you could actually with the, we have apps for all this.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
On the connect, some models are connected.
Okay.
And you can basically, you can take a picture of your project or draw it out on the computer. The apps are free. We don't charge anything for it. But you connect your distance measure to your iPad or your phone, whatever. Basically, it'll transfer your measurements right directly from when you take it right to your iPad.
Oh.
So is it able to draw, you know, to some extent draw the structure then? Is that
you can, I mean, you can either draw a picture yourself, kind of a layout.
Yep.
And you can kind of square it up, you know, that way. Or you can just simply take a picture of your room. Take a picture of your room and then say you have a doorway you want to measure from, you know, width and height. You take on the app or on your iPad, you take and draw a line from left to right or whatever, say that's the measurement you're gonna take. Take your measurement, boom, and it puts it right there immediately. Huh.
Wow.
There's no more, you know, writing it down on a piece of paper, losing the slip of paper. I can't read my writing. I mean,
we've got a tech side to our venture here, mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm. And making things like that easy and accessible is really the next stage for, mm-hmm. construction tech. So yeah.
It's designed to increase efficiency. I mean, so you've got an estimator out in the field. They can immediately do this, and if your iPad's, like I said, connected to internet or, you know, Wi-Fi,
yeah.
Wherever, you can transfer that media right to your office, basically, boom, and you could probably have an estimate sent out to somebody within half an hour.
Wow.
Yeah, I can imagine in the commercial world that's like super important. Residential too, mm-hmm. but probably more commercial.
But
yeah.
It will trickle down eventually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, yeah. That, and you can find use for it, mm-hmm. no doubt.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, that's actually anybody who's been a little reluctant on laser, any kind of laser measuring tools, whether it's laser distance measures, cross line lasers. I tell people, I said, I hate sounding like a salesman, but you're going to find more uses for this than you realize. And I've had some come back to me and say, you were exactly right. I've used this thing way more. It's increased my time, my productivity exponentially.
I think, I think kind of what happens in that world is that something comes out and you use it a little bit. And when they first come out on the market, they're maybe a little clunky. Like the things you're putting around now, like these are slick machines.
Oh yeah.
The absolutely. Early ones weren't reliable enough, mm-hmm. I mean, I had a Bosch a long time ago that was, it was huge, and it had the spinner on top, and it had to sit on its own big tripod, mm-hmm. and we used that to run lines.
Yeah, rotary laser.
Rotary laser. Yep.
Yeah, we still have those.
Yeah, and in site work for big construction projects, you still need that stuff.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
and we actually make one that's pretty cutting edge for the industry.
Yeah.
Our top of line model has a 4,000 foot radius. It's water.
Right. Wow. Right. That's, wow. I mean, if you're building a 400 right. foot building,
right.
you know, you for, want that.
For right. the excavator, for anybody's doing dirt work.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the other things about it too is, it's waterproof. You can get rained on.
Yep.
And it's just fine. It'll actually work underwater.
Jeez.
And also the user
just
can,
in case.
Well, you never know. You have to put a brick on it because otherwise it'll float.
Right.
But the other thing too is if it tips over, anything has to have a 6-foot tip over rating.
Yeah.
If it does tip over, the user can calibrate it themselves. Typically, you have to send out a rotary laser to a specialist or some special company that calibrates them, or we calibrate them.
Yep.
And typically, cost for that runs anywhere from $200 to $300. Basically, the user can do this on their own, right on the job site.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, do you guys do surveying equipment too then? Like, do you have, I'm just curious, like what parts
of the site? You know, basically those are referred to as site glasses,
Yeah.
Yep. I'm gapping out at the name of them, actually. But yeah, we do have those too.
Okay. Yeah,
a lot of people, there's some, very good companies out there that we've absorbed over the years.
Okay.
But we have those too.
Yeah.
Some people just like, like the old, sight glass elevation, read your elevation.
Everything. Right.
So do people, can they call you and say, hey, Kurt, I know you sell tools. Can I buy from you directly?
Yeah, do you, they?
Occasionally that does happen, but no, we do not sell direct.
That's what I would guess.
Yeah,
right.
So if somebody
MC
calls
sales,
us, right,
you go to one of our Bosch authorized distributors, like MC, for example, and they will set you up with we go out, we train them, give them all the resources,
Yeah,
to do it. And if they have a question or you have a question, they know how to get a hold of us. And it's not just here. I mean, I don't know how far this reaches, but I mean, all over the country. And basically, I would just look for your favorite distributor. Find out if they're a Bosch authorized dealer. And if you have a question and you want to get a hold of somebody at Bosch, they'll put you in touch.
Yeah, and they're the right people to buy the stuff from because that's their business, is to know the lines.
Yep.
And I'm sure you do too, but you're out educating them so that they can educate us.
Is right. Acme correct. One of your big places distributors around here?
Yes.
That's what I would guess because
they've got
everything.
They do. Acme's a good company that, for if you're in the market for tools, it's a nice place to go
and you
check
need
out
them and want them that day. Mm-hmm. Actually, Erica's great at it too.
Erica's great. Yeah, they have great stock there.
And great customer service.
So I would prefer to go to Erica to get the personalized support, but Acme is another good purveyor.
There's a ton of dealers, even just, like I said, outside of, this market, there's a ton, many great distributors out there.
Yeah,
so would
course.
You recommend somebody buying from Amazon?
You can.
And I think there's a little hesitancy in that. What was it?
Some do. Some people like, that's gotten, online purchasing has gotten to be a huge part of, business nowadays.
Of course.
I'm going to say that one thing that I just learned is I've bought things that are really way too big and heavy from like a Makita air compressor that I thought was manageable, and it arrived and it was huge and heavy.
I mean, anybody can buy from wherever they want, as long as it's a Bosch authorized, dealer.
Yeah.
There again, I mean, some people, really like to, like you said, you mentioned more of a personal touch, more of a one-on-one, and you're always looking, sometimes you need service after the sale. You're not always going to get that from from a large.
Right.
Yeah, I can't tell you. I can't tell you not to get your things on Amazon, but I can tell you. I think there's still plenty of people in the trades and in the construction world who value those relationships that you have with those outside sales reps like that, or with the what are they?
Distributors.
Distributors. Yeah, yeah. And we talked about that actually on Erica's show, like the difference, and on Melissa's show, the difference between like going to Home Depot and just grabbing a tool. Like, I get it. If you're running around and you got to get the tool, you just go grab the tool. But if you can go to the place where they provide that service, you get more benefit out of that in other ways too, because they're in your industry and they're going to tell you about something else you hadn't thought of. They're going to show you some, new product, and they're going to talk to the it's like networking within the construction world, which I hate the word networking, but they run into people who could potentially be your clients someday. So it's nice to have them as an ally,
And to give you all the real details that you're not going to get by just picking one up out of the, a box store that nobody really knows what direction to send you.
Yeah.
There are some, there are some great people at the box stores. For me and a lot of people it's about, you like to, just as well as, somebody who works on your car. I mean, you want to build a relationship with somebody,
that
you can trust. I mean, that's to me what it's all about.
Yeah. I mean, I think especially I'm trying to appeal to, maybe people starting out as trades professionals or as contractors or something like it may take you a while to realize, but it's really a good idea to establish those relationships with those folks. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. So I bought a Bosch finish nailer years ago and it only goes through softwoods. And I don't think you have anything on the market yet, do you?
Not yet.
Okay.
Oh, that was a not yet. A Bosch finish nailer, is it pneumatic?
It's a 16 gauge. It was a 16 gauge at that point. I think it was the only one you've ever done.
Air powered?
Yeah. Battery.
Battery powered.
Yeah.
So not a, Yeah, because I didn't think you don't make any air tools.
No, we do not.
Yeah. So this is a battery powered finish nailer.
Yep.
And yeah, these are all the rage these days. I never bought one. Like I've never.
They're very handy.
So yeah. Handy, and versus
you don't have
pulling
to have
up
a compressor.
I know, and right now I was pulling up when you plug in a compressor and a corded. You know, you're pulling too much power from your client, and there's things blowing and popping.
Yep, yep.
So it's the battery makes sense.
And are they? I mean, are they? You're coming out with more, maybe? Is that what we're hearing? Sort of.
Here's what we talk about at work. Go ahead.
I hope I don't overspeak. But yeah, I mean, that is definitely on the near future roadmap.
Yep.
Yeah. As far as the several nailers and also a crown stapler.
Oh, cool.
We won't hold you to it. I get it. You're not in charge of that part of the company. I imagine.
I don't know. I want to know when.
we're actually in growth. We're actually growing. I mean, a lot of times in some are, you know, maybe dialing back a little bit. We're actually growing. Okay. Markets. I mean, we've over the last couple of years for sure. Last year, I know we launched over 30 new tools. This year, we're launching about 39 new tools, wow. Of which I believe 32, if I'm not mistaken, are going to be cordless.
Yep.
You know, so we're launching, new tools all the time. We're very creative and innovative, and we got some of the best designers and engineers in the world.
That's what I tell my crew is that when they're out getting Milwaukee's, seems to be on the cutting edge of throwing things out. You know, they got a pin nailer now, and they got and it's this and that. But I'm like, well, Bosch is better because they've thought about it, and they're not about speed; it's about quality.
It is very much no. Seriously, you are absolutely correct. I mean, that's where we are a little different. I mean, we do make sure we're putting out a quality product right from the get go. We do that. Some of our competitors, not all, somebody, does, build things for them, but we actually manufacture all of our own product.
Right.
In our factories across the world.
These are echoes of tool disputes I've heard through for 30 years. I love it. Because I just imagine somewhere in, I don't know, maybe it's in a dreamland or something. There's like a Bosch rep and a Milwaukee rep and a DeWalt rep, and they're like in a parking lot somewhere fighting each other because when you go to a job site, if there's more than one platform on the job site, everyone's like, oh, yours are crap, mine are the best, whatever. I will say this though, having said that, there is not a single Bosch tool that I have ever picked up that I didn't feel was like of the utmost high quality build. They really are. It seems like every single one of them has always been built to last, like of high quality components and really well thought out. Mm-hmm. So
that's what we pride ourselves in.
Yeah. I did use a Milwaukee pin nailer. Mm-hmm. And you just pull a thing, trigger, and you can just shoot nails.
That's fun.
That seems a little dangerous.
I know, and so I was like, this is fun, but I don't know if this is a good thing.
I'll just flat out say it. I've never been much of a fan of Milwaukee. And the problem with Milwaukee, but not Milwaukee, excuse me, DeWalt. I always get the things screwed up. Yeah. Milwaukee came out with some nice stuff. I think they're more on the plumbing. I think of them as making some nice specialty tools for certain industries. But no. DeWalt. And it's because some of their core stuff felt fine and some of the fringe stuff felt like cheap crap.
Right.
To me, now we probably lost fans over this because...
My electricians.
Tool wars, yeah. Oh, man.
I've always just been of the mindset, everybody makes good tools.
Yes.
But there are just some companies make better tools in certain areas.
That's the way I would say it too, because there are some DeWalt tools that I've still got some DeWalt things that were really well built a long time ago. That's great.
Yeah.
And then some of it, I feel like, you kind of made that throwaway, didn't you? So,
Sam, do you remember your first screw gun? What kind was it?
My first screw gun was a Panasonic.
Okay. Mine was a Makita.
It was a Makita? Do you remember when Panasonic made screw guns? Does anyone remember a Panasonic screw gun?
I don't.
They, at the time... They were, I think you could only buy them at Sears maybe or something like that, but they were like really, really high quality, but they were, maybe they stuck around and someone bought them out or something, but that was just a few years where the Panasonic was really sort of the top. Makita's always been up there too.
I feel like that was one of the first screw guns companies that made a screw gun was,
I think so, yeah,
was Makita. And then Porter Cable came out with one that was a little smaller for smaller hands.
Yeah.
So then a lot of the carpenters got those too.
Ah, the
old days. You should mention screw gun.
Oh.
We just last year we just launched our interior finish line
because see, people look at, listen to the motor on that thing. You can just tell
that's
a
it's
good
when we,
high quality motor.
When we redeveloped our battery platform and brushless motor, we put like 15,000 hours of design development in the brushless motor alone.
Right.
And then we all, you know, we did, you know, other things with the battery stuff too. But with that motor alone and everything else, power, we call it Pro Factor.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's a very high quality motor, very high quality product. But we did, like I said, most people know us for concrete. We are also getting into other areas. This is our drywall screw gun that she's holding. And it's very, very impressive. And we launched it last year along with a cutout tool that uses a zip bit.
Yep.
Didn't know that either.
Don't be selfish with it.
And it's got some great features on it, I can show you too. But
we're passing so tools around here.
It's got its own built-in dimpler on the front,
yes.
I see.
Also available with the feeder attachment if you want to run
full-weighted
screws.
That's what I was wondering.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep. Very, very ergonomic. That's another thing. That's another thing that we really strive for.
Yeah.
And that is basically our 4 amp hour battery on there in the 18 volt. And it's what's different about that is that's the same physical size as a lot of our competitors 2 amp.
Sure.
And even our old 2 amp battery. We're getting up on that screw gun. We're getting up to 2,500 screws with that battery.
Wow.
Well, that's a nice tool. And there again, I mean, they're just built nice. You can just tell. So
I did put that in the hands of a contractor. I have these are all my demo tools, and I put this drywall kit in the hand of a contractor doing a large hospital job.
Okay.
And I left it with him for a week. I said, I can tell you, I can talk about these all day. What do you think of it? What do your workers think of it?
Yeah.
And I came back after a week. I said, what'd you think? You loved it. We'll take 20.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
I mean, sometimes
like
a blind squirrel finds a nut once in a while.
Right.
Against a wall in corners.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's nice.
Yep. That's a nice tool.
I'll kind of expand a little bit on that 18 volt platform too. Some of the things we did with that is we took a lot of electronics out of the battery, and put it in the tool.
So like the battery management, the...
Mm-hmm. Just some of the system. Electronics and everything else. And if you open up a battery, you'll see a lot of different things in there.
Yep.
I'll even give you a quick quiz. Once we open up that case, then we gave us more room, so we use larger lithium ion cells in it.
Yep.
We also stagger them for cooling.
Yep.
And that motor I mentioned, there's also fans on that motor where it's designed to cool the battery while it's being used in the tool. And we also have optional air-cooled chargers as well.
Okay. So, and does taking some of those electronics out of the battery, do you suspect that's going to make the batteries last a little longer too? Because it's
Absolutely. Usually
the electronics that go bad, not the cells themselves or whatever.
I mean, that can happen. I mean, that's, you know, anything man-made in my mind.
Yeah, right.
But we also pack, I mean, one thing, I'll give you a little quiz. I bet you didn't know there was going to be today.
No.
What's the best conductor of electricity?
Copper.
Correct.
Copper
is a much better.
Gold? Better?
Well, it might be. But.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be, but.
Good luck.
But we connect everything in there with copper.
Yeah.
Where a lot of competitor batteries, if there's a lot of solder in there.
Yeah.
And solder is just not that great of a conductor.
Right. That makes sense.
So we pack a lot of that in there and everything. And that platform, it's been amazing for us. I mean,
great.
Very much so. And it's also, some other companies took notice of it too.
So on those on the battery note, sorry to interrupt. There's going to be people saying, "Well, are they all compatible? Can I just buy batteries and they're all compatible with anything I buy?"
We're working on that too. We have worked on that actually.
Because I have some that are not.
May of last year, we made public a program called AmpShare. AmpShare powered by Bosch is what I should say. Some other manufacturers approached us wondering about our battery platform and to use on their tools. So as of right now, there's, I believe, over 30 European or global manufacturers that are using the Bosch battery on their tool.
Yeah, is that what you were asking? Is if a battery a Bosch battery would work on your other brand of tool?
No, a Bosch battery on another Bosch tool.
Yeah, that's pretty
18,
common.
Yep, 18 volt. You know, that when we redesigned we have an older 18 volt platform, but when we redesigned it, we wanted to stay compatible, backwards and forward compatible to people who still have our old, because they're still running around. Some of our old 18. So this stuff was all interchangeable backwards and forwards.
I thought I had a couple batteries that are older that don't fit with my new tools. Mm-hmm. Would that be right?
Could be. Could it be something different.
Could it be that the new batteries are backward compatible to the old platform, but the old batteries aren't forward compatible?
I got that, Sam.
Could that be possible? Yeah?
That could be possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that...
Could be.
Yeah?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Well, we should take a little break, but before we do, one point of clarification. You're saying that other manufacturers are making it so that your batteries are compatible on their tools?
Yes.
Is there any movement to have that happen in America?
Not yet.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like people are holding on to their proprietary platforms, right?
It is. Europeans and other parts of the country, they tend to think where collaboration is good. What's good for one is good for all.
Yeah, Europe does tend to do that more, and it's, more than America,
you know,
for
there,
sure.
There's collaboration there. I mean, for example, Bosch collaborated with Fine Tools to come out with the Starlock Plus, quick attachment or whatever on the oscillating tools.
Okay.
So that was a collaboration between two companies.
But then are they putting the Bosch name isn't on there then?
No. Right. But actually, on the newer the companies that will accept the AmpShare platform, basically the batteries will say, and you'll see some of the Bosch batteries in some of the products out there too, will say AmpShare powered by Bosch.
Okay.
It's the same battery. It's just we just had to change things up a little bit to make it to make it compatible and look for all brands.
Yeah. Cool.
It's something the consumer's been asking for.
Yeah, I think that's a nice. Yeah. It would be real beneficial if I didn't have to worry so much about platform and bought tools based on what I thought was the best and could use my batteries on all of them. That'd be great.
One thing I've said, just because the battery fits, doesn't mean it's the best tool in the world.
Right.
So, I mean, this is, we don't have any American manufacturers, other manufacturers, competitors, to my knowledge.
Yep.
We're taking applications. If there's somebody else that wants to, but it's something the consumer's been wanting.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of consumers out there that they do use a little bit of every brand because like I said earlier, this brand does better with this area. This brand does better in this area and stuff. So they will like that, but multiple platforms can be a pain.
Yeah. I mean, we've all seen it someone's making a really cool new tool that works in a great way for this one thing I need it for. Does that mean I have to buy a completely new platform or one tool and two batteries and then I can't remember where they are and all the rest of my batteries are here? Mm-hmm. That happens. Mm-hmm. So. All right, Kurt. Well, thank you. We'll come back for the second half here shortly. We're going to take a little break.
Yep. Sounds good.
We will be back to the show after a few quick ads from our valued sponsors. Wonder Woman Construction is a Minneapolis-based, woman-owned residential and commercial construction and electrical company. Lori and her team pride themselves on their commitment to long-term green and sustainable building practices, and they apply their deep understanding of building science to each project they take on. They are dedicated to the complete satisfaction of every client. One more thing that you absolutely cannot miss about Wonder Woman Construction is the fact that every employee loves what they do and truly enjoys working with each other. The best projects are those that are done by happy people. And Wonder Woman Construction is full of happy people. Visit WonderWomanConstruction.com to get started on your happiest project ever. Kinetic Legacy is the company that powers the Joe Contractor app. Their unique platform blends the good parts of social tech with their one-of-a-kind data organizing system, giving communities large and small a safe, private space to stay connected and to keep information and memories organized. If you and your community have a shared purpose or passion and are looking for a better way to stay connected, contact Kinetic Legacy today at kineticlegacy.us. Find out how groups from contractors to campers, tribal communities, unions, and alumni organizations are finding their way to meaningful new spaces in this increasingly digital world. Again, that's kineticlegacy.us. The Joe Contractor Show doesn't let just any old company put an ad in the middle of a show this important. They have to pay us. Send us an email if you're certain your business should be featured on our show.
All right, we're back.
We're
second
back
half
with Kurt Johnson from Bosch Rep.
Yeah,
Bosch Power Tools North America.
There
Bosch Power Tools North America. So it was brought up in the early part of this, and then we talked a little bit about it just a moment ago here. But yeah, it's Bosch just hasn't been quite as well recognized in the North American market as some of the other tool manufacturers, and that's unfortunate, really.
We're getting better.
Yeah.
We like I said, I mentioned earlier where we are growing in different, you know, areas across the country. Some of our larger market areas and stuff across the country, you know, Dallas, Fort Worth, Tampa, Charlotte, you know, Boston, Chicago. I mean, we're growing, you know, quite large in those.
That's
in
good
those
to hear.
Yeah.
And we're doing a lot of advertising, as I believe, you know, in those markets. I believe we're the official tool for the San Antonio Spurs, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
I believe there's something for the Boston Bruins now. I mean, there's a lot of things where we're getting our name out there a little more.
Yeah, I mean, even you being here talking to us is mm-hmm. is part of that effort, I would say. And it was Lori. Mm-hmm. You know, Lori's just a big advocate for mm-hmm. Bosch, and I've always liked Bosch. Well, so I'm like, that's great. Let's get Bosch in here first. You know, that's...
I appreciate it. When I first got there, we first connected on an email and whatnot, I was actually pretty excited. I'm like, oh, this could be interesting.
Yeah.
This would be kind of fun.
Well, and I think, you know, our show and the software that we're trying to produce, we're really about Joe Contractor, right? There's a reason for that, which is the average Joe who's out there doing work, and it's specifically J-O, so it's non-binary.
Yeah.
But anyway, I want to make sure that's clear. Right. But yeah, the average construction professional, we all know that that industry, a lot of people are aging out of it, and they're mm-hmm. not making a lot of new young construction folks, and we're trying to be advocates mm-hmm. for there is a life in the trades, and mm-hmm. it can be a good life, and you can
excellent life.
Isn't
yeah
it? Yeah
yeah, and you can really take pride. It's like it's an interesting career choice because there's so much reward in getting in doing something tangible. Like I sit at a computer a lot these days, and there's not a lot of reward in that.
Right. No,
like, there's something to be said about working with your hands.
Yeah.
I've worked with my hands my whole life. I still enjoy it. That's kind of, you know, some of my little downtime when I get time, you know, I you know, get off the road traveling and trying to get work or whatever. I do my own projects around the house and whatnot.
And it's super rewarding.
It's you know, having that satisfaction at the end of the day, and, you know, or even years down the road, you drive by and like, hey, I helped build that.
Yep.
Oh, my you know, gosh. That happens like, all the time.
I mean, it's, you know, there is a huge amount of satisfaction that come from that.
I always say, I don't know who wouldn't want to do this. It's just such a rewarding career, right?
Yeah, and I would say there probably are a lot of people who wouldn't want to do it. You know, it's not for, it's clearly not for everyone. I get that, but man, we've joked about it before, but we're trying to make construction sexy again a little mm-hmm. bit.
Yep.
You know, like where you really can take pride in mm-hmm. in this job that you have. And I think so. Let's talk about that just a little bit. If our desire here is to get some people, like hopefully we grow a little bit of a younger audience, mm-hmm. right? People, mm-hmm. and
absolutely.
We're trying to build an app that makes managing projects and managing data around projects, so CRM and project management light, we're trying to put it into a package that younger people are used to, more accustomed. You can imagine all the old guys are like, we don't need no stupid app. You know, like
there's a lot of that yet.
Yeah.
But those guys, like you said, I mean, they're aging out.
They're aging out. And so the industry needs to provide tools, both technological tools and actual tools.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Right.
And so there's this is an opportunity for us to say, you know, if you're listening to this and you're maybe just getting into construction and you're thinking about kind of which platforms you want to get into, we're not going to say that, you know, one platform is so much better than all of the rest, and there's no reason to maybe not have tools over here or there, but definitely do yourself a favor and check out Bosch, because there's all the tools that, I mean, you really, really do make high quality tools that last a long time. The system is good, and you're not on the decline. You're on the rise.
We are on the rise. We're, like I said, we're you know, over 30 new tools last year, you know, almost 40, you know, this year, the measuring tool lines. I mean, we are growing. If we don't have it yet, you know, it's probably on the roadmap for down the road. It's, you know, we're at a growth stage. We have a plan.
Yeah, and I've seen that in real life. Mm-hmm. I've seen that happen, that Bosch seems to be making a move in the market mm-hmm. to be a bigger share mm-hmm. of the tools that we use mm-hmm. around here.
Yeah, and we don't need hand tools anymore. It's all power tools. It's not the way it used to be. Who even has it? Like, wow, you guys get to use a hammer today.
Right. I know, it's pretty rare.
Right. When I'm working in my garage, I still find myself, you know, using a ratchet and a sock, and I'm just like, wait a minute, I can impact ratchet. I mean, why don't I just use that? So right. I'm a little old school on that respect. But
you did bring out an impact driver there that I was very interested in, because I have to do a little work on my truck. My leaf spring broke, you know, on the old Toyota, and I want to do it myself. And like, this is a half inch impact driver.
Yep, compact. You know, compact design. We actually call it the Freak.
Yeah,
because another one of our patents is it's a half inch drive impact. 155 foot-pounds of torque on that one, you know, 1,860 inch-pounds. But what we did is we hollowed out the anvil on the inside to accept your typical quarter-inch drive bit, you know, Phillips bit, you know, Torx bit, you know, you know, square bit, whatever. And you can also fit a deep well socket on over it.
Yeah, so my current impact driver doesn't do this. Mm-hmm. And I'm a little envious.
Nothing like having a multi-tool.
I'm a little envious of the fact that this one does do it.
Yeah.
Because
for the worker that's doing a job that maybe has a little bit of, you know, you're working with nuts and bolts, and and I mean, you commonly see that in the MEP line.
Sure.
Basically, you know, carrying a tool bag, I guess you got one tool in your hand versus two, one in the hip, and you basically take the socket on and off. That's it. You're done.
I mean, in all my years of construction, how often do I need a half inch? Impact driver, not often, but when I do, I don't have one, you know, like, and I've got to, okay, then I got to go bust out the pneumatic one or something, you know, like
we have bigger ones than that too, by the way.
I'm sure you do. Yeah. Wow. This would take care of, I can't imagine very many scenarios where this wouldn't have done what I need it to do.
Right.
Like you said, as far as, you know, average homeowner, this is a spectacular tool.
Yeah,
totally.
Because if you want to, you know, you're like doing work in your backyard, putting up decks, you're running long leg screws or anything like that, that's the guy.
It's going to take care of it. Yeah. No problem.
If you want to throw it in your car, you're taking, you know, going on a camping trip or going on a fishing trip, and you want a little insurance just in case you have to change a tire, 155 pounds of torque, that'll work on your tires.
Wow. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so, I mean, carry it with you.
Yep. So,
everywhere.
I mean, so there's that option there. Like, we also have, you know, mid torque brands that are like 330 foot pounds of torque. You know, bigger ones are 740, 3/4 inch at 780. And we're actually in the very near future, launching a new high torque 3/4 inch with, I believe it's 1180.
This is what a rep does for you, right? So. It's like, I'll translate that into layperson. That means you've got little ones and all we got the whole line covered.
Yeah, we've got you covered. Sorry.
No, I love it.
So how many different ratchets will fit on this?
Anything half inch drive. And everything half inch drive as far as half inch socket.
Right, different sockets though.
Yep. Any brand, you know, any half inch socket will fit on it. Huh. Any quarter inch, any quarter inch drive.
Would, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I mean, also, I mean, we've got it, you know, might people don't realize that we have our own line of quarter inch driver bits called the Driven line. Check them out. Very, very high quality, very precision made, and you're made for high torque applications.
Sure. Well, that's where Bosch has always been. I mean, the precision made part is they just really do have manufacturing these things down to a science.
So. And there's those tools that'll break your wrist, and these ones probably wouldn't.
This other half-inch drill I showed you earlier and stuff with this big long handle, this handle is this long for a reason, trust me.
Okay.
I've used this, I almost broke my wrist with
it. Wow.
I was putting in a flagpole, and I was using an auger bit to loosen up the soil. And I mean, I get a half inch drill. I had just got that to everyone else. I'm just like, oh, I'm going to try it. You know, it's a demo drill. I got to use this stuff myself.
Of course.
And I never put the handles on.
Who does?
But, you know, I
We're
did
too
that.
Tough for that.
And I'm just like, oh, okay, that's really grabbing. This one has anti kickback control. That's another feature that we do on a lot of our tools is anti kickback. It improves the safety. Uh-huh. You're standing up on a ladder, on the ledge of a building, any in that order. If it's going to, you know, something that, you know, jars you like that, knocks you off that ladder, that's not a good deal. So we build a lot of safety into these too. So, but you can shut the anti-kickback control off on this one.
Oh, so it allows you to do that?
It allows you to do that. You know, but if you do that, like I said, you better make sure this handle is on.
Sure.
This one has 1,330 inch-pounds of torque, which is about 121 foot-pounds of torque.
Okay.
It's our highest torque impact on the market. In case you're running, it's a GSB 18V1330C.
A man who knows his tools.
Also has an angle finder option on it to calibrate it. Oops, sorry about that. You can set it up if you want to drill a 90-degree angle. You can set it right on there. And you can see that light blinking.
It's calibrated.
Now it's calibrated. So now when you're going to turn at 90... you know exactly when you're at 90 degrees.
Oh, man.
Wow.
That's some thoughtful stuff there.
You can.
I've got one like that, but it's a lot older. Now I got to get a new one.
This one is one of our newer half-inch drills.
Yeah.
And it's terrific. Love it.
Yeah. Well, you've got an absolutely fantastic line of tools, and you're really repping your company well, I would say.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, you are.
Wouldn't be hard. It's
no.
A good line.
So let's ask you a few personal questions.
Yeah.
So where'd you grow up?
I grew up in a small town about 100 miles, roughly 100 miles south and a little west of Fargo, North Dakota.
What's the name of it?
Foreman, North Dakota.
I'll have to talk to Jeff.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of North Dakotans here in Minnesota.
I tell people, if you've ever heard of the, Gwinner Bobcat plant, Bobcats.
Oh.
Okay.
Those are made in Gwinner, North Dakota, 8 miles south.
Huh. Okay.
And 10 miles from South Dakota.
People from North Dakota and South Dakota know there's not enough big cities that they know all the little towns, too.
It's just easier to reference a big town that somebody's probably heard of.
Yeah. Right. The nearby bigger town. Yeah. Yeah, there's...
If I told you Foreman, North Dakota, well, it's 8 miles east of, or yeah, 8-10 miles east of Cogswell. You wouldn't know it. So
you grew up wanting to be a Bosch rep.
No, I actually started out in the automotive industry.
Oh, yeah.
I actually started out training wrenches for a living. We actually went into, parts went on that led to sales and, truck accessories and so on and so forth.
And how long have you been doing this?
I've been with Bosch about 3 years.
Okay. And it's your dream job?
I mean, every day you go out and get to play with power tools and sell power tools. I mean, what guy doesn't like that?
No, or girl.
You know, what person doesn't? Yeah, good one. What person doesn't like to go out and get to with power tools every day?
It's true. It's true. And where are you living these days?
I live in West Fargo.
West Fargo. Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's why you're repping the... North Dakota, South Dakota,
correct.
Northern Minnesota, like northwest corner.
Yep. Yeah, I do get around a little.
Yeah, that's good.
What about your dog that you leave home alone all the time?
I spend, I have a terrific girlfriend that watches him for me sometimes, and also have a dog sitter that's very nearby that I spend a lot of money at.
Oh, well, I bet.
Yeah.
So Kurt was sitters. Talking about his dog before this show here, and he's got a...
Chocolate Lab Chesapeake Cross.
Oh, well, that's got to be a nice dog.
Yeah, he's about 115 pounds.
Yeah.
Wow, that's big.
Yeah. Yeah, but those are good breeds.
That's a good mix.
He's terrific dog.
Yeah,
I keep saying I'll never get another one after. I mean, the day he's gone is gonna kill me. But
we all do it.
But at the same time, he's been such a great dog. I mean, I can try to get another dog, but there will be another one that will compare.
No,
I know.
He's been so good, and it's just terrific dog.
Well, and we love them so much, and they love us, and then they leave because they just don't live as long. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right.
And it's completely devastating. And then you see you mope around for a couple of years or whatever, and then you see the puppy, and you're like, oh darn it! I'm gonna go get myself another broken heart.
it breaks my heart enough when I have to leave him as much as I do.
Yeah.
So it's just like I think sometimes he would rather be with the dog sitter or my girlfriend than me, and she's like, oh, and he's like, oh, you're back.
No, that's plenty fair. Yeah. I mean, you got to look at it from his perspective.
Well, right?
Who am I supposed to be close to, the guy who's gone all the time or the person who cuddles me every
right, exactly. Yeah. Loves attention and he gets it. So
oh, that's great. So now it seems like you work a lot, but when you're not working, and what do you do for fun?
I'm kind of one of those weird people. I like doing yard work. I bought a little bit of a fixer upper house, had good bones to start with and everything, but just needs some work. And, I like doing little projects around the house. I mean, I use all my Bosch tools around the house and everything else. And there hasn't been one I haven't, used or something I didn't have.
Yep.
I bet.
I do all sorts of projects. I mean, anything from, I got a bathroom remodeling project coming up here too, but, okay. Done some plumbing work, work in the garage. I mean, yeah.
In North or in West Fargo, that's like, oh, you have you? I'm not sure you're supposed hopefully to say
not,
that.
Hopefully he's not listening. Another passion is trying to get out and away. And I do have a motorcycle I like to ride. I have an Indian Roadmaster motorcycle.
Ooh, nice.
That I loved. I don't get to ride enough.
We both have bikes. I don't ride nearly enough.
Last year, I only got it was just terrible how many miles I only got on last year, but I already got a trip out to Glacier National Park planned for this summer.
Oh, so you do long trips.
I'd like to. That's why I bought this one. My girlfriend can get on the back, and she's going to have a nice comfortable place.
Yeah, I don't
nice
know the Indian line well, but
it's, I don't either.
It's a very good line.
Yeah, yeah.
Harley makes a good bike, and everything, but Indian was actually the first American motorcycle.
Yeah, that's right. I did know that.
Between the motorcycles and the tools, these are the things that people... I love that there can be very friendly rivalries around who's the best and why and what was this or that.
I like to think everything's a friendly rivalry.
I think so.
You mentioned earlier, we get to know... I mean, yes, we're competitors, and I know other reps from from our competitors and whatnot, but we get to know each other. We do some of the same shows a lot. We run in the same tours. We run into each other, and I've just always been... I have no reason to be mean to anybody. And it's just like, it's just, we're all in business. We're all off the same thing. Right. It's just like, we all have a job to do.
As far as, there's some anti-capitalism stuff going around in the world and everything, but as far as things go, like producing widgets and people buying the widgets, tools are like the perfect example of this is what healthy competition in the market is supposed to do. Mm-hmm. They're pushing your tool manufacturing company to do better because they're doing better in this. Like, that's the competition part. And there are, of course they're not bad people, and of course they're making bad tools.
I try never to say anything bad about about my
competitors. There's some brands that have hooked up. I know that DeWalt and Black and Decker or something.
Yeah, same company.
So is Bosch only Bosch?
Only Bosch. We are actually the largest independent tool manufacturer in the world.
Nice to hear.
I
think this is public knowledge, but I want to say we're about $100 billion global company.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Bosch is, having been in Germany, I understand, it's massive. Mm-hmm.
Bosch is king in Europe.
Yep.
Yep.
Big time. Any other, you got other hobbies or anything else?
I like to, I love to do a little bit of everything. It's just a matter of sometimes it's trying to find the time to do, hunting, fishing, golfing.
Yeah.
Pretty much anything outdoors. I mean, I love the outdoors, being outside whenever I can. Sometimes when I'm traveling and sitting in my pickup driving across the country and it's a beautiful day out, I'm just like, I'd rather either be on a golf course or, fishing or anything rather than working. But
Did you guys have snow up in Fargo?
Not much this year. We have actually had our most historic, best winter on record as far as least amount of snow. I think we've only had about a foot of snow this year.
That's the
whole
same here.
The whole winter.
Yep. That was basically us,
yeah,
too.
And it's just like, that's not normal for us. I mean, usually it's blizzards. I mean, I've been sidelined from blizzards because, I mean, it's, you know, and if people aren't familiar with the Red River Valley, I mean, it's very flat.
It can be so windy up there.
It can be so windy, and you can watch your dog run away for 3 days.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's very flat. So when you get any little bit of snow and the wind blows, you don't see much.
Yeah.
So, right. And then it creates conditions. And yeah, and so the last couple winters and the last one especially was terrible.
Yeah.
And sometimes it sidelines me. So that's when you work from your office. So, this year has been terrific. We actually don't know how to act because we're just not used to it.
Right.
No, none of us are. I mean, this is
weird.
Well,
we can't go snowmobiling, which kind of sucks.
Oh, all year.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. He did say best winter.
Yeah.
I know. I heard him. Yeah. I was assuming he doesn't have a snowmobile.
I know. I mean, there's always going to be roads to ride on with two wheels.
So. Well, actually, I have a three-wheeler.
Oh, man. Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I used to duck hunt and up on the north end of Stump Lake. And then, we would fish all the time on Stump. Mm-hmm. And
yep. Just great fishing area. Great,
great memories.
Yep. Terrific. Some of the best memories you can ever have are you going fish, especially if you take a kid.
Oh, God. I spent 20 years taking kids fishing at a boys' camp. Yeah.
Still, one of my best memories is catching my first fish with my dad.
When I don't remember how old
I was, but still remember it to this day.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember my first fish, though. It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, you didn't start until later. But you've more or less kind of gotten into it, right? You've found your place in
it. Well, when I caught that 28-inch walleye.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice. My first walleye.
Yeah. Yeah, and you found, I mean, from what I can tell, you've found, like, you're so competitive, right? That it's not a competitive thing. It's
not at all.
It's just a sitting there fishing kind of thing. Right. You have to get into the zen of it or something.
The ice fishing I don't like as much. But
you don't have to like that. It's kind of boring. Like.
Yeah.
Like, you just sit there and watch your hole.
Right.
It's bobber. There it is. Yeah.
Beer's cold usually.
Yeah. Yeah. There's other pleasures.
It is really easy to keep the beer cold.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's
too
true.
Cold. You don't want to drink them. Yep. Yeah. Well, this has been a ton of fun. And I don't know, is there anything else we need to go over before we...
Do you want to add anything more about Bosch or anything you want
close
to...
Close this out?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I mean, I think, there's so many things to talk about that I think I've covered most of them. You know, I would just invite people that if you haven't thought about us, give us a shot. I don't think you'll be disappointed.
Yeah, I mean, I would echo that. Yeah, I think that's very, very true. Yeah.
Some, management, if you're listening, sorry about this, but, I mean, sometimes I tell people, and I've gotten their attention with it, is, what do you need about Bosch tools? I'm like, probably the best stuff that you're not using.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's true. It just didn't get advertised to the same level as other tool platforms here in this part of the country anyway.
So far.
Yeah. So far.
We're getting better. Yeah. Like I said, we are getting better. But if you haven't looked at us, I mean, and that's why I mentioned about who Bosch is as overall. I feel it lends, a lot of credibility to our product and the product that we put into it. Engineering, if we do some high quality tools, I mean, everything, motors, everything.
Well, I think you have managed to build good credibility out in the world, though, with the tools that were around. Mm-hmm. You know, like we talked about the Bosch hammer or the rotary hammer drills, and the laser levels. Like, those were kind of the standard. Like, you didn't, that was what you bought.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If you wanted the nicer version, I mean, I think you have people who are interested, I would say, and you have,
I hope so,
a good loyal base, but I think expanding that into people understanding that there are other lines within your product lines, other tools within your product lines that are also of very high quality, and you should consider looking at them.
Definitely. Greatest place to go for that is boschtools.com.
Yep.
Go look at our, we have something for pretty much everybody from, like I said, the homeowner to the professional. We've got something to fit your needs. If you got questions, reach out to that distributor, your favorite distributor.
Yeah, that's where I would send people. Mm-hmm. Like, I love looking at the tools online and stuff. That's all fun. But, There are lots of places you can go find these things. There are a few of the distributors around who have a large selection of them, basically mm-hmm. the entire line. From what I understand, probably not the mm-hmm. entire line because there's a lot more stuff.
Okay.
But they have a good selection of the most common tools that you might need. And to go put them in your hand and play with them, it helps a lot.
Right.
So
absolutely. Works. I mean, they work well. Yeah. That's all I can say. It's just, I mean, it's, I've tried our competitors, and like I said, they make some good stuff too.
Of course.
I just feel our stuff is a little better.
Yeah.
There we go.
Well, you better think that.
And I really hate to sound biased and like I'm just towing a company line, but no, it's, I mean, from the position I'm in, you got to believe in your product.
Yep.
And I mean, sure. I mean, I'm a Ford guy. I like to drive Ford pickups and everything else.
Yeah.
I could not go sell Chevy pickups with my heart in it.
Right.
And I feel the same way about power tools. Sure. I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean, it's too good of a product to disregard.
I think that's great.
There we go.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for joining us and doing this.
Thank you for the invitation.
Yeah,
I'm glad to do it. I'm excited. It was fun.
Appreciate
it very much.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to another amazing episode of the most important show out there. Before we go, we want to thank you again for supporting us and for all the lovely things you say about us on social media. Shows like this grow with help from people like you. And remember, keep sending us your questions. We really appreciate the stories and the great insights we gain from our audience. We also want to remind you that you can buy shirts, hats, and more at JoeContractorShow.com. Be good to each other, and we'll catch you on the next show.